But, I mean, you have to factor in toxicity, because if it takes a bone marrow transplant to do that, it's one thing. If it takes an AI, it's something else.
That's true. And I think, you know, one of the things that I think we're reasonably good at is trying to identify those patients who have unacceptable toxicity. And we've done a lot of work on that. And we've been able to show that if you look at bone morbidity, if you get arthralgias on one drug, you switch them to the other. So if you get arthralgia on letrozole, you switch them to anastrozole, 50% will get less arthralgias. And if they cope with either of those, if you switch them to tamoxifen, 80% of those who get significant arthralgias on anastrozole or letrozole won't get it on tamoxifen. So, and that's where being a doctor comes in. You just don't prescribe drugs and send the patient away forever. And I think one of the lessons I learned from last San Antonio, you know, is between 25 and 33% of patients who are given endocrine therapy don't take their drugs. And that's because we aren't very good at monitoring their morbidity. Yes, these drugs are associated with significant morbidity, so we as doctors have to get better at controlling their symptoms, working with them to find a therapy which will work for them.
What we've seen consistently is that you ask oncologists who use a lot of these drugs, how often do you have to do something, change drug, you know, do something because of arthralgia? This is pretty common, maybe 25%.
Yeah.
But how often do you have to actually take them off therapy? Very uncommon. Is that your experience? You usually can find something they can live with?
You can usually find something. I think part of the reason is I think the arthralgias eventually get a bit better with time. But there are definitely some women whose quality of life is so miserable they can't take them. And that's, you have a discussion with the patient, they stop them, because it does come down to choice and quality of life. And it's what we've talked about before is, you know, survival's one thing, but keeping people alive who aren't happy is another thing, you know.
Any speculations? Have you heard anything? I haven't heard anything. I know it's been studied a lot more and more in terms of what's going on, why these people have arthralgias.
No, I'm surprised there hasn't been more work, but I think part of the problem is going to be in the joints. I think estrogen is essential for either synovial fluid or some of the synovium, and that once you withdraw it, then you get some change in the synovium. And I think it's kind of difficult to get information on that and to biopsy joints and find out what's going on. So
it doesn't seem to be inflammation, though, or does it?
No, it doesn't. But I suspect it's just, I don't know whether it's just is less, the synovium is less active and you don't have as much synovial fluid, and so it dries up. Because a lot of people complain of creaky joints and slow getting moving in the morning. So the simple answer is I don't know, and it'd be good to know more about that.